Ecclesiastes chapter 2. I said in my heart, "Go on now, I will test you with joy. Therefore enjoy pleasure." And I see this also is vanity. And I said of laughter, "It is mad." And I said of mirth, "What does it do?" I sought in my heart to give myself to wine, and yet acquainting my heart with wisdom, and to lay hold on folly, until I might see what was that good for the sons of men which they should do under the heaven all the days of their life. And I made myself great works. I built myself houses. I planted myself vineyards. I made myself gardens and orchards, and I planted trees in them of all kinds of fruits. I made myself pools of water, to water with them the wood that brings forth trees. I got myself servants and maidens, and had servants born within my household, and I also had great possessions of large and small cattle above all that were in Jerusalem before me. And I gathered myself also silver and gold, and the peculiar treasures of kings and of the provinces. And I got myself men singers, and women singers, and the delights of the sons of men, like musical instruments, and that of all sorts. So I was great, and increased more than all that were before me in Jerusalem. Also my wisdom remained within me. And whatever my eyes desired, I did not keep from them. I did not withhold my heart from any joy, for my heart rejoiced in all my labor, and this was my portion of all my labor. And then I looked on all the works that my hands had done, and on the labor that I had labored to do, and I saw that all was vanity and vexation of spirit, and there was no profit under the sun. And I turned myself to see wisdom and madness and folly, for what can the man do that comes after the king? Even that which has already been done. And then I saw that wisdom excels folly, as far as light excels darkness. The wise man's eyes are in his head, but the fool walks in darkness. And I myself perceived also that one event happened to them all. And then I said in my heart, "As it happens to the fool, so it happens even to me. And why was I then more wise?" And then I said in my heart that this also is vanity. For there is no remembrance of the wise more than of the fool forever. Seeing that which now is in the days to come shall all be forgotten. And how does the wise man die? Just like the fool. Therefore I hated life, because the work that is wrought under the sun is grievous to me, because all is vanity and vexation of spirit. Yes, I hated all my labor which I had taken under the sun, because I should leave it to the man that will be after me. And who knows whether he will be a wise man or a fool? Yet shall he have rule over all my labor in which I have labored, and in which I have showed myself wise under the sun. This is also vanity. Therefore I went about to cause my heart to despair of all the labor which I took under the sun. For there is a man whose labor is in wisdom, and in knowledge, and in equity, yet to a man that has not labored in it shall he leave it for his portion. This also is vanity, and a great evil. For what has man of all his labor, and of the vexation of his heart, in which he's labored under the sun? For all his days are sorrows, and his travail grief. Yes, his heart does not take rest in the night. This is also vanity. There is nothing better for a man than that he should eat and drink, and that he should make his soul enjoy good in his labor. I also saw this, that it was from the hand of our Elohim. For who can eat, or who else can hasten, more than I? For our Elohim gives to a man what is good in his sight, wisdom and knowledge and joy. But to the sinner he gives travail to gather and to heap up, so that he may give to him that is good before Elohim. This also is vanity and vexation of spirit. End of chapter.